Efforts to identify remains found in mission that were linked to serial killer Robert Picton continue. BCRC MP confirmed that investigators have initiated the process to submit DNA for genetic genealogy as they continue to try to identify the woman. Remains were first found over 30 years ago by a person filling their water bottle in a Mission Creek. On February 23, 1995, a partial skull with an attached vertebra was located in a creek just south of Loheed Highway, about 800 meters east of the Ruskin Bridge. Several forensic experts were used in trying to identify her. In August 2002, bones recovered during the search of Picton's farm were confirmed to be genetically linked to the partial skull. The victim is described as a Caucasian woman between 20 and 40 years old. She was missing teeth in the upper right portion of her jaw and might have worn dentures. Her death would have been between 1985 and 1995. Investigators worked with a sketch artist from the Federal Bureau of Investigations to develop a composite drawing based on what was learned from the victim's skull. The woman's DNA profile was provided to every lab across Canada and, along with the composite drawings, shared with Interpol and its 188 member countries. In 2011, the Missing Women Task Force sought the public's help in identifying the woman. Almost 15 years later, the efforts to identify the woman continue. Earlier this year, advances in DNA technology helped end the 18-year search for missing mission teen Jeffrey Sertell. A Texas lab used advances in forensic genetic genealogy to link the DNA from remains found washed ashore on Washington's Olympic Peninsula in 2008 to Sertell's uncle. The lab confirmed with Mission RCMP and the BC Coroner's Service that the remains belonged to Sertell. This would be testing through different, more public forms of DNA, through places where people voluntarily submit their DNA through familial heritage testing, Mission RCMP Corporal Harrison Moore said at a news conference at the time.